This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Starting April 25th, the TSA is going to relax its security standards, at least a little. After that date, you will be able to carry on board your airplane pocket knives with blades less than 2.36 inches long and no wider than half an inch. Souvenir baseball bats, golf clubs, billiard cues, lacrosse, hockey sticks, all will be allowed. Now, the TSA's announcement was greeted by howls of protest from flight attendants, federal air marshals, some pilot unions, aviation insurers, even some airlines' CEOs. Critics say in the hands of the wrong passengers, those knives could be used to harm flight attendants and other passengers. But the TSA insists it's unlikely in these days of hardened cockpit doors and other preventative measures that little folding knives could be used by terrorists to take over a plane. The TSA wants to free up their screeners to look for non-metallic bombs. They feel that's a bigger threat. But there is a hitch here in Michigan. Pocket knives are not allowed in Michigan airports. So which law trumps the other? Let's find out now. We welcome aviation attorney Pete Tolley. So at the end of the next month, Uncle Sam's going to give the green light to these little pocket knives. How does that fit in with Michigan's law?
Well, Michigan isn't the only state that have these. I know Massachusetts has a similar law. And I know that the Attorney General, Bill Schuette, has indicated that he believes that the state law will, as you put it, trump the TSA rule. There is an issue. First of all, the Michigan statute, as is the case with the Massachusetts statute, prohibit the knives within the secure area. That's everything from TSA screening to the airplane. And the legal issue is technically, or from a philosophical standpoint, everything from that security checkpoint to the airplane belongs to the federal government.
Oh, boy.
There is a doctrine in the law known as preemption. And basically what this says is that when the federal government has occupied an area of the law so extensively in order to provide uniformity throughout the entire country, any state statute which is in conflict with that federal policy is preempted and not enforceable. And that could be the way this could go. However, there's another carve-out in the TSA regulations.
Yes.
Remember, they're not statutes. They're just rules. Now, they have the force of law.
Mm-hmm.
But the TSA regulations provide that if a state has a statute such as Michigan or Massachusetts, they will honor that and follow it. As I read it, and according to our Attorney General,
mm-hmm.
a Michigan resident will still not be able to take a permitted knife beyond the security screening in Michigan.
Certainly there's a push to get Congress to pass a No Knives Act anyway, right? The airlines and the flight attendants are kind of
working
with sympathetic lawmakers to overturn this decision. Do you think that has any traction?
I think that the current Congress is busy enough with other things that it's not likely to, it doesn't even rise to the level of visibility as the ever-ending gun disputes, so I can't see it. But the force of the regulation is as good as a statute from Congress. A TSA could change their rule and say, no, from the security screening point on, that's our territory exclusively. So it's going to lead to some confusion, obviously.
Aviation attorney Pete Tolley, appreciate your insights today. Thanks for joining us on Stateside.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.